Welcome to Our Daily Portion with WIT Ministries. I'm Matt Russell, and I'm the director of WIT Ministries. And at Walking in Truth Ministries, we want to help people to be able to live a more God-centered, God-focused life and in every aspect of their life. So the purpose for this podcast is for us to really strengthen our biblical discipline of reading the Bible. So I'm going to read a scripture every day where I'm going to share a nugget about that scripture, and then I'm going to say a little prayer at the end, and that will be the entirety of our episodes for this podcast. Please feel free to check us out at walkingintruthministries.org, or you can also check out our other podcast, which is Living the WIT Life with Walking in Truth Ministries. I hope that this podcast blesses you as much as it blesses me, and let's go ahead and get started with our daily portion.
Are you concerned about what the future holds? Are you confident that the retirement plans that you have today will still be secure tomorrow? Let us help you by clearing up the uncertainty. This is Matt Russell, the director of WIT Ministries. Many of us at Walking in Truth Ministries are bivocational, working in our ministry as well as in the financial services industry at WinBig Financial Group. We help people to build a tax-free and risk-free retirement. Give me a call at 817-903-2575 to support our ministry and to secure your family's financial future. Again, call today at 817-903-2575. Thank you and God bless. Deuteronomy 12, Laws of the Sanctuary. These are the statutes and the judgments which you shall carefully observe in the land which the Lord, the God of your fathers, has given you to possess as long as you live on the earth. You shall utterly destroy all the places where the nations whom you shall dispossess serve their gods, on the high mountains and on the hills and under every green tree. You shall tear down their altars and smash their sacred pillars and burn their ashram with fire, and you shall cut down the engraved images of their gods and obliterate their name from that place. You shall not act like this toward the Lord your God, but you shall seek the Lord at the place which the Lord your God will choose from all your tribes, to establish his name there for his dwelling, and there you shall come. There you shall bring your burnt offerings, your sacrifices, your tithes, the contribution of your hand, your votive offerings, your free will offerings, and the firstborn of your herd and of your flock. There also you and your household shall eat before the Lord your God and rejoice in all your undertakings in which the Lord your God has blessed you. You shall not do at all what we are doing here today, every man doing whatever is right in his own eyes. For you have not as yet come to the resting place and the inheritance which the Lord your God is giving you. When you cross the Jordan and live in the land which the Lord your God is giving you to inherit, and he gives you rest from all your enemies around you so that you live in security, then it shall come about that the place in which the Lord your God will choose for his name to dwell, there you shall bring all that I command you, your burnt offerings and your sacrifices, your tithes and the contribution of your hand, and all your choice votive offerings which you will vow to the Lord. And you shall rejoice before the Lord your God, you and your sons and daughters, your male and female servants, and the Levite who is within your gates, since he has no portion or inheritance with you. Be careful that you do not offer your burnt offerings in every cultic place you see, but in the place which the Lord chooses in of your one of your tribes. There you shall offer your burnt offerings, and there you shall do all that I command you. However, you may slaughter and eat meat within any of your gates, whatever you desire, according to the blessing of the Lord your God, which he has given you. The unclean and the clean may eat of it, as of the gazelle and the deer. Only you shall not eat the blood. You are to pour it out on the ground like water. You are not allowed to eat within your gates the tithe of your grain or new wine or oil or the firstborn of your herd or flock or any of your votive offerings which you vow or your freewill offerings or the contribution of your hand. But you shall eat them before the Lord your God in the place which the Lord your God will choose, you and your son and daughter and your male and female servants and the Levite who is within your gates. And you shall rejoice before the Lord your God in all your undertakings, Be careful that you do not forsake the Levite as long as you live in your land. When the Lord your God extends your border as he has promised you, and you say, I will eat meat because you desire to eat meat, then you may eat meat, whatever you desire. If the place which the Lord your God chooses to put his name is too far from you, then you may slaughter of your herd and flock which the Lord has given you, as I have commanded you. And you may eat within your gates whatever you desire, just as a gazelle or a deer is eaten, so you will eat it. The unclean and the clean alike may eat of it. Only be sure not to eat the blood, for the blood is the life, and you shall not eat the life with the flesh. You shall not eat it. You shall pour it out on the ground like water. You shall not eat it, so that it may be well with you and your sons after you, for you will be doing what is right in the sight of the Lord. Only your holy things, which you may have, and your votive offerings, you shall take and go to the place which the Lord chooses. And you shall offer your burnt offerings, the flesh and the blood, on the altar of the Lord your God. And the blood of your sacrifices shall be poured out on the altar of the Lord your God, and you shall eat the flesh. Be careful to listen to all these words which I commanded you, so that it may be well with you and your sons after you forever. For you will be doing what is good and right in the sight of the Lord your God. When the Lord your God cuts off before you the nations which you are going in to dispossess, and you dispossess them and dwell in their land, beware that you are not ensnared to follow them after they are destroyed before you, and that you do not inquire after their gods, saying, how do these nations serve their gods, that I also may do likewise? You shall not behave thus toward the Lord your God, for every abominable act which the Lord hates, they have done for their gods. For they have even burned their sons and daughters in the fire to their gods. Whatever I command you, you shall be careful to do. You shall not add to nor take away from the word. In Deuteronomy 12, one of the things that's really evident is God has a desire as to how he would prefer to be worshiped. God has a desire as to how he would prefer for you to treat the offerings and the tithes and the gifts and those things which you bring before him to honor him with. God has said it very plainly. He said, when you do this, be sure to do it this way. But in this case, he's talking about once you come over into the promised land. Now, for us, what's the promised land? Well, one promised land would be, of course, heaven. That's a promised land. What's that promised land here on earth? Because things that exist in the spiritual also exist in the physical. And we have the promise of blessings today and tomorrow. So what's the promised land for today? Well, it's salvation. It's grace. It's the free gift. That promise that he would not leave, he would not forsake, he would continue to be there and bless us. But the promised land for us is Jesus Christ and salvation that comes from believing and having Jesus as your Lord, your King over your life. It says, when you do this, continue to bring your offerings, continue to bring your tithes, continue to bring these gifts of free will. He says, make sure that you do in obedience to what I ask you to do, and do in the way, obedient to the way that I've asked you to do it. He says, don't just go and do right now. You know, you could do as you wish. But when you step over into that promised land, be sure to do the way that I'm asking you to do it. And there's going to be more blessings in that. And then again, at the end, I always love to hear Christians who quote Revelation and say, well, in the Bible it says, at the end of Revelation, do not add to and do not take from. It says it multiple times also in the Torah. It says here in Deuteronomy 12 at the very end, these are my commandments. This is my word. Do not add to them and do not take from them. It's not just in Revelation. it's early on. So we need to be sure to follow and be obedient to the way God has asked us, not just the desire of our hearts. So Father, thank you that you love us enough, that you care about us enough, that you give us the opportunity to show love back, that we get the opportunity to be obedient. We are not forced. We don't have to. There is freedom in your law. There is freedom in your word and your commandment, that we have the opportunity to keep it or not. It's our choice. But we also know the consequences or the results that come from our choice. So thank you that you give us that free will. And Father, I just ask that for those who show their love for you, that you just let them feel confident that you're receiving it. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for joining us today, and I hope that that blesses you either as an individual or with you and your other loved ones. Maybe this is something that you're utilizing to spend with your family some time around God's Word, and of course, that is great. I love that, and I'd love to hear how the Daily Portion podcast is blessing you. If you would, just go to our website at walkingintruthministries.org. And go on there and just drop us a little note about this podcast or one of our other podcasts, or even just check out the events that we have available. But again, thank you very much, and look forward to seeing you again tomorrow as we dig into our daily portion with WIT Ministries. God bless.